But first, the saga of Throatzilla, huh?
It continues because it was, you know, it was about a month after the Leo Collins story broke concerning his recruitment and eventual signing with the Cowboys.
Right.
That there was a pretty awful internet story that ended up, I don't know, not superseding what went on with him and the draft, but it made things more interesting, that's for sure. And it concerned some sort of internet legend named Throatzilla. And maybe I shouldn't even call her an internet sensation or legend, because she's probably well known in certain circles.
Yeah.
She's beautiful, too.
But that's how these people come to the attention of the masses these days, Corby.
Yeah.
It's that bloody internet.
Yeah. And so describe her, Mike, if you will, what she does.
She's proficient in a certain sexual act.
As
should
you
be able
imagine,
to figure it out by her name.
It doesn't take a lot to figure that out. And I, you know, after reading her and what transpired, I think that she's a bigger deal than we have any idea of. Like,
yeah,
they're,
I do too.
Like, that she is a big deal. And
yeah,
is a known quantity amongst the athlete and the celebrity and those that want to experience that.
Yeah, I do too.
And so basically,
I bet her services are pretty sought.
Yes. Basically what happened was is she gets on the internet and starts attacking Lyle Collins. And mentioning him as, you know, just signing with the Cowboys and all that. And that what happened was is that he called to obtain her services. And they do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there were many things that they did. It wasn't just
that.
It wasn't just Throatzilla-ing. There were other parts of things that were done that were just awful. And she calls him out for it because he never paid her.
Yeah.
Pay
she get paid to do the wild thing.
Yes.
Gets fisted into the hole.
She's working hard for the money.
That's right.
Give
she
her
needs
a
$50
check
to make you holler.
And, man, let me tell you something. From what she described, yeah, she does work very hard for the money.
So to speak.
And the very least you could do is just pay her. Pay her to go away. Right?
Pay her not to tweet stuff about you.
I thought that was the whole thing about recruiting the services of somebody like her. You weren't paying them for what they did. You were paying them to go away.
Right. And just like Liam Neeson, she offers up a very unique set of skills. You utilize said skills. Now pay the woman and go home and hear nothing of it from anyone else. Well, she launches into this big internet campaign on him and calls him out for not paying and said that he promised to take her to Applebee's as far as payment goes.
Hey, I'd hold him to that too.
But she said she wasn't into that and
gives a whole new meaning to eating good in the neighborhood.
Oh, just stop it.
What?
Make it uncomfortable now.
Try the veal.
Look, I'm the one that did the bit, okay? I'm not uncomfortable with it. All right, so then I find out from very reliable sources that he, during OTAs, was the subject of massive Throatzilla ridicule, as you can imagine, because everybody on the team knew about it, okay?
Yeah.
And so during OTAs, it is Throatzilla that, Throatzilla this. I mean, just going at the poor guy, just unmercifully. Which, he earned it, right? You get caught up in a Throatzilla scam, you're going to feel the repercussions when you're on a team.
Yeah, and not only that, but he is a rookie. And number two, he's a rookie who came to the club via a special circumstance anyway.
Yes.
So there's been a lot of attention cast upon this guy before he's ever done anything in the NFL.
Yeah.
Before he's ever you know, taken one step toward proving himself. But before he does anything, any of that, he goes out and recruits Throatzilla and then stiffs her.
So my goal.
So yes, I understand fully why he is the target here.
So my goal was to go out and find a cowboy and do a very childish thing. I would say that I'm playing a game with a bunch of different guys, and I'm giving them certain characteristics of teammates. And as soon as I list, you know, like I use Romo as an example, I would be like, White, offense, throws the ball, you know, just really easy stuff.
Right.
Where they'd be like,
right.
Romo, Romo.
Right.
And then we move on to the next guy. Mm-hmm. And so they're all supposed to be incredibly easy. And then what I wanted was to start talking about Throatzilla as the only thing that I know about this other guy, and just keep going and keep going and keep going until they finally either walk away or they say Lyle Collins and start laughing.
Okay.
I thought it'd be one or the other.
Right.
Okay? And so I got second-year defensive tackle Kenneth Boatwright.
Okay.
Very well-known defensive tackle, Kenneth Boatwright, to perform this experiment. Now, this is funny on a couple of different fronts. One, because the very first one, but this is me and Kenny, and we're talking Throatzilla here.
All right, so I've done this to a couple of guys concerning your teammates. So you've been around for a couple of years now, right?
This would be my second.
Okay. All right, so this is just a simple quiz. It's five players. I'm going to give a couple of characteristics of these guys, and you just, whenever you know who it is, you name them, okay?
Okay.
All right. First one, Oklahoma State.
Dez
number
Bryant.
Five. No.
Oh, you said Oklahoma.
Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma
State. Number five, big leg, white.
Zone.
Kicker.
The kicker.
What's his name?
Jones.
No, the other kicker, not the punter.
Why is his name slip my head?
I love it that you don't know an all-pro kicker. Dan Bailey.
Yeah, Bailey. You know,
that's awesome.
Know who maybe like the third most important player on the team is.
I'm telling you, they are so insignificant. They are so not a part of the team. That surprises me not at all.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me that much either, but it's funny.
It's very funny. Bailey makes millions of dollars a year.
But it proves what we know. Those guys don't give a rat's ass.
How, though? He's so important to that thing. But you're right. He's just a kicker. Whoops. Okay, let's keep going.
Why is his name slip my head?
I love it that you don't know an all-pro kicker. Dan Bailey.
Yeah, Bailey. You know he did that f***ing dumbass.
I don't even know what he meant there. What was he saying there?
Did he use the F word there?
Oh, yeah.
Blanking dumbass something.
Yeah, Bailey, he did that f***ing dumbass.
Bailey.
Always doing that blanking dumbass something.
Yeah.
And then he just kind of stopped.
All right, that's okay. See if you can make up for that one. All right.
Go ahead.
Okay, all right. Grew up in Texas. Little bitty guy. Running back. Went to college at the University of North Texas. Number 25.
Dunbar.
There you go. Good.
I mean, I've already been here, so I don't know.
I know. All right. Third one. College in Cal. California. He has the same last name as a Colombian drug lord. Very large.
Escobar.
Yes. Good. Yes. Fourth one. High school in Texas. College at SMU. 5'8" but can dunk.
Bees.
Yes.
Cole Beasley.
Yes. All right. Last one. Big. Louisiana. Throatzilla. Forgot to pay Throatzilla. Still owes Throatzilla.
Don't know who that is.
Had a salad by Throatzilla.
I don't know who Throatzilla is, and I don't know who that is.
Throatzilla?
I don't know who Throatzilla is. You said Throatzilla. That's going to change my mind.
Throatzilla attacked him on Twitter.
I don't know. I don't have Twitter.
Throatzilla wants to get paid.
I don't know who Throatzilla is.
The answer is Lyle Collins.
That's not funny.
No.
That's not funny.
And he walks away from me shaking his finger.
Was he mad?
Saying, that's not funny, man.
Why was he mad?
I don't know.
He wasn't mad, was he?
No, he wasn't happy. He literally, that ended everything right there.
Harbaugh, if that ends everything, then he does too know who Throatzilla is.
They all know. They all know who it is, right?
Yes.
That's not funny.
But the fact that he's looking around for help, you know.
Big Louisiana Throatzilla. Forgot to pay Throatzilla. Still owes Throatzilla.
Don't know who that is.
Had his salad by Throatzilla.
I don't know who Throatzilla is, and I don't know who that is.
Throatzilla?
I don't know who Throatzilla is. You said Throatzilla. That's going to change my mind.
Throatzilla attacked him on Twitter.
I don't know. I don't have Twitter.
Throatzilla wants to get paid.
I don't know who Throatzilla is.
The answer is Lyle Collins.
Oh, that's not funny.
No. Okay, man.
That's not funny.
1 minute he's laughing, and then 30 seconds later,
cussing?
That's not funny.
He's all cussing and having fun.
I know. I'll try it again if you want.
Yes.
All right, sure.
Before you get kicked out.
Well, okay, speaking of that, we have on Lyle Collins tomorrow.
Oh, no. We do?
But we're not talking about that.
Well, then the P1s are going to get mad. Why don't you guys ask the tough questions about Throatzilla?
Yeah, the big questions, because there's a better story out there than that. This is just for fun, our own fun and yucks.
We're here to talk football.
Yeah.
And we're going to stick to it.
Right.
All right.
So do we do the Throatzilla follow-up?
Whatever you want. I mean, you had something else in mind, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, but I think we probably should follow this up. So,
all right, well, let's stay current here.
Yeah, at 5:15, we did a bit involving Throatzilla. Why am I saying that name so much today?
It's fun.
She may be listening right now, but...
I don't care.
If you are Throatzilla, hello.
Hey, Throatzilla.
Thank you for your patronage. In which I went up, and Throatzilla, of course, the infamous something.
She's a...
Lady of fun.
She's a mouth whore.
Madam Sweetie Sugar.
All right, be easy. She may be listening here. Yeah, a lady of fun.
Yes. Anyway, somehow someone got word to her that we did a bit involving her. And what I did is I walked up to a player and I was just giving them basic characteristics of certain players and seeing how fast they could guess said player. Well, the last one, it was all about Throatzilla. See if they would say Lyle Collins, because she is the one that exposed the newest rookie offensive lineman for the Cowboys for being cheap. That he went out with her, did things with her, and he didn't pay her.
She did something to him that went beyond Throatzilla-ing.
Yeah.
If you remember.
Well, look, I mentioned it in the bit.
Well, I know, but it got bleeped out.
Well, the first word, but I left salad in there, so I imagine
you
could
figure it out.
Well,
somebody might have thought you bleeped out Caesar. On accident.
Ty and I went back and forth on whether to bleep out.
Or wedge.
To bleep out one of the two words when describing a certain salad that you throw high in the air.
Right.
Anyway.
But number one, how did it get that nickname?
Dude, I don't know.
I mean, I've done that at Thanksgiving a million times at the dinner table, and it resembles nothing like what that act describes.
I've never done it there.
Right.
I'm talking about the actual of a real salad.
Yeah, Mike.
With lettuce and tomatoes and cukes.
I thought we were speaking colloquially still.
Huh?
Colloquialist.
You're doing great.
Colloquially.
Stiff.
There's no way that's a word.
I've had a lot of drinks, okay?
So anyway, we do the bit. It was funny. And Kenneth Boatwright was the defensive tackle I was talking to, and he wouldn't answer Lyle Collins when I just kept mentioning Throatzilla, and Throatzilla owed him money, and or he owed Throatzilla money and all that. So anyway, I get this tweet from a gifted goddess. At a gifted goddess is her handle on Twitter.
Okay.
Yes.
And she says in her handle, "Life is what you make of it. I'm living life. If you really want to know more about me, click the link."
I'm good.
I've not clicked the link. I have a pretty wild imagination about maybe what's on that link, but I'm going to pass.
I think you both need to do it for research for the show.
Again,
what?
I have an idea. A really, really good idea.
We need to speak in facts, not ideas, Corby.
Why don't you hire her, Mike? It seems more up your alley than ours.
All right. So
I'm open to the idea.
Someone got this to her. I guess maybe she could do a search for Throatzilla. And she obviously did that because I posted awkward Throatzilla bit is now. Tune in and cringe along with me. Then she sends me a note. Y'all still talking about it. It's old news now. Shaking my head. Then somebody tweeted her, LOLOL, best bit y'all have done at training camp all week long. You should go do three or four more guys. Love it. Hashtag Throatzilla. Throatzilla. To which she says, what? With a question mark.
Hat.
Then she says, hat. Maybe I should start listening to the sports station, but that S happened in May. It's August now.
So?
And then someone said, some of the funniest content ever. Kudos to the snake. Hashtag Throatzilla. To which she says, what was said? So she wants to know what's going on. So I sent her a tweet that said to at a gifted goddess, hi, Throatzilla, I'm Corby. Did a funny bit involving you. Send me an email and we can get you the segment. I love you, Throatzilla.
You don't love Throatzilla.
Sure I do. I love all women. Now, she wouldn't need all of her gifts when it came to me.
No.
Maybe like Lipzilla.
Or Nostrilzilla.
Penis. But hey, you know, that's just...
Look.
What's going on?
We make up for it in other areas.
Right, right. I'm a wonderful orator. And so she responded back and gave me her email address, and so now we're going to send her the bit. I'll send her the explanation, and who knows? Maybe I've made a fast friend.
Maybe you have.
You know? We're all black friends.
Here we are. We're all black friends.
I think you should invite her to church with your family.
You know, well, no. How about I just invite her over for Donut Day one Sunday morning?
Donut Sunday.
Yeah.
That'd be so great, like 9 in the morning, a knock at the door.
I introduced my kids to Throatzilla. She knows the Cowboys kids.
Why do they call you Throatzilla?
All right. Anyway, there you go.